I'm Marcus Lemonis, and you're listening to The Prophet, the podcast from CNBC.
LA Dog Works is an upscale dog boarding facility located in the heart of Hollywood, California.
Here's the thing to know.
Founded by Andrew Rosenthal in 2004, this 24-hour full-service center with 36 employees has everything from grooming to training in a state-of-the-art indoor dog park. This business generates $1.3 million a year, but recently their numbers have started to tumble. Sloppy business practices.
I don't want to waste your time, and please don't waste mine.
Together with lax management.
There's an inventory missing.
It's hard to tell because stuff slips through the cracks.
Has driven down sales and piled up
$150,000 of debt.
You know, I could lose everything.
If they don't make changes, this business will be forced to close its doors. Nearly 50 million households have dogs. Even in a bad economy, the pet industry is recession-proof. I want a piece of that. With the right changes, I can make LA Dog Works profitable and turn this into a multi-million dollar business in no time.
So it comes up to $80.
Thank you.
I'll see you next time.
See you later, Greg.
Marcus.
How are you, Andrew?
Very well.
You got a nice place here.
Thanks.
So how many square feet is this whole thing, front to back?
7,500. We have boarding, grooming, daycare, training.
Sit.
Good boy.
And we have our boutique.
Can I get a tour?
Absolutely. So this is the retail and reception area.
Is any of this stuff private label? Do you make any of this?
No. No, everything's purchased.
People buy it?
Yes. This is where we do our grooming.
I go into the dog grooming room, and I notice that there's no signs on the outside of the building kind of detailing what goes on inside this facility, and I don't know how a customer's supposed to know what we do.
Here's Alyssa.
How are you? Nice to meet you. Is that a customer's dog?
Yeah.
How do you know how to price it?
We price based on breed. Condition of the coat is always a factor, depending on what they want us to do, if there's any special, like, requests.
Do you kind of make it up?
Pretty much.
Okay.
This is what I call the centerpiece of LA Dog Works. It's a 2,500 square foot indoor dog park. This is for us to play.
Very cool. And who's that?
Jesse, who is director of animal care.
How long has he been working here?
7 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, George. This is Marcus.
To go in and see the thought and the creativity that Andrew put into this, it's very well thought out. I'm very impressed. Hi, guys.
We call it the dog den. It's a safe haven. If you notice, the bunk beds I created, and I invented these. I'm the first person to ever do this.
You invented the bunk bed?
For dogs.
Okay.
For use with dogs.
Okay. Where are the suites at? Do you have little suites, individual suites for the dogs?
We don't do suites.
You don't?
What we do, it's a two-story prefabricated kennel system.
Hey, buddy.
Some people have said that, the chain link, my dog was in a shelter and it's going to bring back bad memories. First of all, dogs don't think that way. The dog would never think that way.
But the first thing I thought of, I got my two Cocker Spaniels from a shelter. It has the same feel as the shelter, so maybe that's why people say it.
Well, people, not dogs. You build these rooms that look like human rooms. Do you think the dogs care about this?
But it's the marketing for the customer, not for the dog, right? I mean, it's how I leave the dog and how I think about it.
Okay, we do it our way and it works really well. This is where we do training. And Emily is our director of training.
Are you Emily?
I am.
Hey, I'm Marcus. How are you?
It's a pleasure.
Really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And Zoe.
This is Zoe.
Training is a very, very important part of LA Dog Works, which fell off greatly.
Why do you think that is?
You know what? LA Dog Works isn't for everybody.
How does a customer contact you if they have a complaint?
There's a website out there that people post business reviews, and we've had some negative stuff put up there, and Andrew responds to it in his way.
What does that in his way mean?
Well, read it. You can read them.
So here's an example of one. I've been bringing my dog here for 6 months. One night I came to pick him up. What I found was my pup wearing a muzzle tied to a wall. My own dog. I was horrified. Then your response was, after questioning the staff, I believe them and not you. Mm-hmm. You told the customer that.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, why?
I call it like it is.
Andrew, stay the f*** off the internet because you're hurting your business.
I don't think I'm hurting my business at all, personally.
I'm a little worried about Andrew so far. The vibe in the place isn't great. I've seen some stuff online, and his interaction with me, quite frankly, isn't that open-minded. So before I do a deal, I need to get a good understanding of these financials.
Hi.
How are you? Nice to meet you.
How are you?
What do you do here?
I take care of the money.
What do you have that I can look at? How about a P&L?
Yes. This is April.
Okay.
And this is 2012.
So in this month, you know how much revenue you did?
120.
109.
Okay.
How much did you make on 109?
I have not.
$78.
Sales fell off greatly, and it just hasn't blossomed to where it needs to go.
Grooming has been underperforming. Training has been lagging. Our top performer is definitely boarding. And this year, boarding's off quite a bit.
What is your occupancy?
What do you mean?
We're going to think about this just like a hotel. Number of beds, number of nights, the rate per night. That's how a hotel does a budget. They manage their business on some level of occupancy. If all the runs and all the beds were occupied, you would have $1,830,000. What do you think your level of occupancy is as a percentage of your total? Do you know that number?
No.
Do you know that number?
No.
The maximum revenue that the kennel system could generate is about $1.83 million. If every kennel was full every night at a stated rate. Last year, the kennels generated about $500,000. So very simply, I just divide $500,000, which is what they generated, into the amount that they should have generated, and I come up with an occupancy rate of 27%. That's not good. So the way I look at this, Andrew, is you're at the absolute worst possible level at 27%.
We're off.
What's your biggest challenge in your job when you wake up in the morning?
Putting up with me.
Dealing with you?
That's good.
Are you not easy to deal with?
No.
How come?
Because I'm very passionate about what I do. I know what I want to see. I know how I want this place to run. And sometimes people tend to not follow the path. And
does it make you crazy?
Yes. I don't walk around yelling every day. I walk around yelling when I need to.
For me, if an employee doesn't work out, that's my failure, not theirs. If Andrew's telling me himself that he's not good with his employees, I have to imagine that it could be much worse. Hey, I'm Marcus, how are you?
Hey, nice to meet you.
Renee.
Renee?
Jesse's brother.
Oh, you're Jesse's brother?
Yeah.
What do you do here?
Animal care tech.
Okay. You like it?
It's good.
What do you love about this place?
Just being with dogs, man. There's something that's always gonna love you, man, every time you come in, whether it's a bad day or a good day. You got
right.
A happy dog with you.
How do you like working with Andrew?
It could be a little complicated to explain.
Seems like he gets a little...
You gotta work.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, good meeting you. I'll be seeing you around.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Hey, Jesse. Can I grab you for a minute, bud?
Yeah.
Jesse's the park manager, and he's a critical staff member. I mean, he's running what I would consider 50% of this business, the center of the business. So you and I haven't had a chance to talk or anything. Do you want to be here long term?
Actually, yeah, I love it here. I mean, I've been here 7 years now. I mean, I've been probably the longest one here. I've worked every shift imaginable here. I mean, I know the place inside out.
How do you like working with Andrew?
You know what? I need to work. I'm not going to say because I don't want to jeopardize my job.
I have to tell you, you seem like you work hard. You're positive.
Oh, I mean, I have to be. You have to be.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Come on, Sucks.
Neil?
Marcus. Marcus, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What would you say would be the single biggest problem in the organization?
It starts at the top. It's a really dynamite facility with a well-thought-out system. But I don't think Andrew is rational.
And Aaron told me he flies off the handle in a nanosecond.
He has had several explosions in the past few weeks.
Well, why would someone like you put up with stuff like that?
I love the animals, but I have my limits. Man to man, I'm planning my exit.
Are other people too?
Yes.
And why do you want to leave?
One of the biggest reasons is I got bit recently. Andrew literally got in my face and yelled at me and blamed me for it.
In front of other employees?
Yes. And that's the thing. I mean, everybody else responded like normal people would. And if it weren't for that, I'm not a violent guy, but I would have probably left her in handcuffs and Andrew in an ambulance.
I thought we could maybe just go into the training room and talk.
Now?
Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
I came here to do business. And instead of focusing on business, we're focusing on him yelling.
Yelling at employees could be the most inexcusable behavior of any kind. And if I'm going to make a deal with this guy, there's no way that I'm going to let Andrew interact with these employees once I'm here. I looked at 600 businesses, and I like this concept. I'm willing to write a check and fund what I think needs to happen. I'm not willing to do it. I will not do it if you're managing the people. You don't really necessarily like people.
And that's a very broad statement because I really am good with people. It's
you're not as good as you should be as a business owner with people.
Maybe I don't handle my staff well, if that's what you're saying.
I'm saying that you don't handle your staff well or your customers as well as you should. He's got a great concept here. And I think I can take this concept and really scale it across the country. But I'm going to put a very tight leash on him, and I'm going to keep him away from the customers, the employees.
Why do you want LA Dog Works?
Because I like the brand. And for me, it's creating products and services under the LA Dog Works brand that are scalable and that are sold in mass retail, online, and opening up multiple locations. But we're only going to open up new locations when I'm confident that this location is functioning the way it's supposed to be, including the morale.
Okay.
Andrew, I'm going to offer you $1 million.
For?
I want 50% of the business. You and I are going to be equal partners. I'm going to control the operations of the business, and you will have no authority over the employees, and you will control the brand.
But this is a business that I built, that I came up with, and now I'm going to share that with somebody who I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I want to sell 50% of my business for $1 million.
Well, that's my best offer. You made $78.17 last month. Do you want to take this business to the next level?
Absolutely.
Do you want to be relieved of the burden of dealing with your people?
It would be.
Do you want to open more stores? I'm offering you $1 million to do that. What I care about in this moment is you and a business that I think has a load of potential. The $1 million offer that I make Andrew isn't just to have Andrew put $1 million in his pocket. No way. The $1 million offer is very simple. It's $150,000 to retire existing debt, another $150,000 to put working capital in the business, and then $700,000 for any expansion opportunities. Those expansion opportunities are not going to happen until this place is right. I'm going to want to have complete control for the next week so that I can get the employees in line, get their process in line, and tell them that you don't make any decisions. I make the decisions. If at the end of this week you can't do what I think you're supposed to do and this place doesn't function well, that deal's off the table.
I don't want ever to have to worry about this business suffering or not having enough money to pay my staff or not having enough money to pay rent.
I want to fix the business. I want to transform parts of it that I think we can transform together. But I need to know that you can transform yourself. You got to let me help you.
Okay.
Let's go to work. We're shaking on making this work for both of us. But I want to be clear.
Yes.
If you mess with any of these employees, I will fire you. For those of you that have not met me, I'm Marcus. I wanted everybody to know that Andrew and I have come to a deal. Over the next week, you're going to see some significant changes. But the most important thing we're going to work on is management. There's over 30 people working here, and they rely on this business to survive. So in that instance, they'll take abuse until somebody steps in and stops it. And I'm going to be that person. The days of people being yelled at and demoralized and morale being this low are over. If you're happy, the customer will be happy. If you're unhappy, this place is out of business. And you're not going to be out of business on my watch. We need to raise revenue in order to make money around here. We're going to get very, very clear about the process. We have to increase occupancy in the kennels. And we have to create a loyalty program that allows customers to be rewarded for using our different products and services. My other goal is I want to open up more locations, but we cannot do that. We cannot do that unless this one is right. We have to expand the retail product selection by developing private label products. All of the staffing, morale, all of that, you
it's
guys
my
are
job.
Gonna be.
Oh, sorry.
You guys are gonna be reporting in to me. All right, let's get back to work, okay? Hey, I'm Marcus.
Stefano.
Stefano, nice to meet you. You here to talk about the painting?
Yeah, thank you.
Looking just to accent stuff.
Right, so that wall right there and this wall right here could be your accent wall as well as that one right there.
In order for me to move forward with my marketing plan, I want to see any and everything that Andrew has. So Andrew wanted to take me back into the garage to show me his delivery vehicle. Oh, this is cool.
This is the Fetchmobile.
But it wrapped in the whole deal?
Uh-huh. And look. Mm-hmm. And look. And look.
Well, I mean...
No.
Well, wait a minute.
There is no well.
It's a scratch. So a team member did that?
Yeah. Carelessness?
It's called an accident. But, I mean, Andrew, you do understand that things happen, right?
Oh, I understand, but not constantly.
The question is, do you have enough patience and tolerance to educate them, to train them, to forgive them?
I have seen my employees whittle away at the integrity of LA Dog Works by stupidity, by laziness, by not coming to work. You hire people, and that's where your problem starts. The personalities, the laziness, the bad work ethic, all these variables drive me crazy. How many times do I have to ask you to do something? How many times do I have to ask you? It's like the water torture. Boom, boom, boom. We're working together here. We're a team. We're a hierarchy. We're just like the dogs. Who's the top dog? Who's the alpha male? Me. You got to do what I say when I say it. I mean, if I could fire the entire staff and start from scratch, I would do that too.
So who wrecked the van?
Well, Neil.
What do? Just yell at him?
I don't talk to Neil, as a matter of fact.
Why? You don't like him?
I hate him. He's a prick. I'll give you $8.50 or $9 worth of work and not a f***ing penny more and not any more effort. Okay, that's Neil.
When he got bit by the dog and was bleeding, were you concerned about him or the dog?
Okay.
Andrew, I gotta tell you.
Andrew's side of that
your
story.
Your laugh scares the s*** out of me.
Because it's a farce. What Neil did was reach down and push the dog back, at which point the dog bit him.
It sounds like he was just trying to stop the dog from running in the street.
I was horrified. Why would you do that?
As Andrew is ranting and raving, Neil walks in. Instead of Andrew using some sort of decorum or discretion or shutting his mouth, he continues. He actually gets even more amped up.
And then he comes up to my office, yelling and screaming at me. I should have shown more compassion.
But I think when that happens, I think what people are looking for is some level of sympathy.
That's not... Again, my staff has to function a right way.
Okay? I know.
When Neil started working here, and I told him to his face, I had big hopes for him.
When you say that to somebody,
I had high hopes for you. Neil did not hear that from me until we had a huge argument in the kitchen. When he got in my face with his wide eyes...
I got in your face?
You don't remember that?
I don't remember it that way.
Where my back was to the door and you were standing here staring me down and I said, who the f*** do you think you are staring me down? You don't remember that?
I remember it differently.
Okay, well.
In that instance where you pulled the dog,
yeah.
Did you think Neil was out of line?
No, not out of line, just did a stupid thing. He just did the wrong thing. A thing that nobody else would do.
Have a good night,
Andrew. Okay, no, is there a problem? He's going to get fired anyway.
Why is that?
Because I f***ing can't stand him. He's insubordinate. He's obnoxious. Don't let him manipulate you, because I'm telling you, he is just worthless. Absolutely worthless.
I'm very excited about all these ideas that we have for LA Dog Works, but I continue to be concerned about Andrew's behavior. When I get voicemail messages that sound like this.
Hey Marcus, this is Neil. I'm calling to ask if you can hire me into one of your other businesses. I don't even care, whatever you got. I'm at a stress and harassment level. They're just getting to be overwhelming at Dog Works.
So I've decided to bring in Dr. Rivera, a workplace psychiatrist. I've worked with her in the past, and she's been very successful at helping create common ground between employees and owners.
Hi,
hey, how
Marcus.
Are you, Dr.
How
Rivera?
Are you?
Good to see you again.
Good. How are you? How's everything? Big sigh.
Yeah, this is a big challenge. So let me give you a little tour, introduce you to a few people.
Okay.
Isn't this beautiful?
Wonderful. Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm Andrew.
I'm Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Nice to meet
My
you.
My pleasure.
Andrew, this is Dr. Rivera. She's worked with me in other companies and trying to help bring people together. Some certain...
I'm kidding.
I thought maybe the three of us can go back and chat.
Sure.
I think my biggest concern is to help him manage people. It's not a thing that he loves to do.
Employees have been the bane of my existence.
Okay. And I hear you say bane of your existence.
Uh-huh.
And our discussions, we think about employees actually being the key to a successful business. Your employees need to know that you trust in them, value them, and believe in them. Or it's going to cost you. In the bank, it's going to cost you.
There's one person here that I thought it would be helpful for him to be brought into the equation, for you to interact with him in his presence.
Okay.
And to watch the visceral reactions that bubble from both.
Right.
Because if Andrew can learn to work through this particular one,
mm-hmm.
I think he's got the potential for being an amazing, amazing business owner. Let's go see Neil. If Dr. Rivera can find some common ground between the employees and Andrew, we are well on our way to making a lot of money. This is
Hi.
Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Of mine.
It's nice to meet you. So, Andrew, can you tell me what qualities you see in Neil?
I don't see anything in Neil now because he doesn't exist. We had a falling out, and I wouldn't say I'm a grudge holder, but I'm a grudge holder.
So what's been going on with you and Andrew?
It was an incident. I got bit by a dog. This dog started charging out of the run. My first instinct was protect this dog from running down the street, and the dog latched onto my arm. And literally he said to me, well, look how you're handling the dog. And I was like, it's like damage control.
I said, what are you doing, is what I said.
Neither of those statements anyway to me sound like they have any level of concern in your employee's health, though. Let's be honest, right? This is important because, Neil, you felt you weren't being taken care of by your employer.
Well, when you work in a place like this, biting can be inevitable with that many dogs, but
okay.
It's just how you handle it. I went up into the office and I said, next time I get bit, please show some compassion. At that point, he started screaming at me and was being so toxic and hostile in my face.
That's not what happened at all. He was very angry and really challenged me in front of people. And I said, what is your problem? And he goes like this.
Oh, my God.
Not oh, my God. Not oh, my God.
I did not get in his face. This is the energy that I had when he was screaming the F word in my face.
What the
f***? There was no stopping it.
That's not what I said, you frickin' moron.
Insult to Neil.
I don't care. I have heard more stories about Neil and Neil complaining about this and calling me names and I'm quitting and he's out of his mind and you say the wrong thing to him and it's holy.
I'm thinking that probably isn't the first insult you've gotten, Neil. So I'm wondering, wow, Neil, why are you here?
He told me he was quitting.
Are you waiting for that?
I'm not firing him.
Why not?
Because I don't deal with him every day. He does his job.
He adds value as an employee. Okay, so you don't have an intention of firing him.
I never did.
There's just a difference of opinion about a lot of things. And quite honestly, it's his responsibility.
To what?
To make it work, not his. Neil, I'm sorry. Is there any way we can move past this? How hard is that?
Well, maybe we'll do it another time.
Why another time?
Because maybe it'll be real. I don't want
to... You don't need to use Marcus's words.
You use your own words.
I'm
way behind with dinner.
All right. Let's go ahead. I'll help you with dinner, Neil.
Talk to Andrew.
You know, go up to him. Try to be sincere and say, I'm sorry.
I can't fake that.
He needs to learn that it's okay to say, I'm sorry. Who's going to teach him? I can't help. I need your help. Because he's never going to move on. Ever.
Slack. How many times do I have to ask somebody to do something? It's
got
to stop.
So one of the important things I heard was Marcus talk about the qualities he sees in Neil. I feel like you really need to hear that.
I see qualities, and I've told him I've seen qualities in him.
Let's hear it.
I see qualities in you, and I told you that.
I'm a little closer, Neil.
That's enough.
That's not
enough. No, that's, wait. No, that's step over the line.
That's great.
Stop it.
Is this what
Stop.
Stop.
What? Talk about
if you put your arm around me, you're doing it because you really mean it. That you really want to make amends. If you really want to make amends, I can deal with it. Okay? I'm willing to open myself up to you if you're willing to open yourself up to me.
Right.
Do you want to shake hands?
Yes.
When I accepted his apology, when I apologized to him, did I mean it? Absolutely. The one thing I will say for Neil is he would never do anything to hurt a dog, and that's all I care about. I am exhausted.
After Andrew made up with Neil, we went into the training facility and he had what I would call a human moment, one that he doesn't have very often, where he was reflective and he realized the pain and suffering that he has caused to other people.
After LA Dog Works opened, so many people came up to me and said, "You did it."
I feel proud, right? It's a proud moment.
I honestly felt people work really hard. Everybody pitched in, everybody pulled their weight. I mean, it was really a beautiful thing. Somewhere, things fell apart after that.
Who are the employees, if you had to guess, who are the employees you think you've hurt the most emotionally, in reflection? I want you to reconcile with the people that matter. And somehow that same resolution that you had about pulling people together and everybody striving for a common goal is we are at that point as we sit here right now, that same tenacity, that same will to win, that same energy that you used is what has to happen right this moment. You have to.
Absolutely.
Between what happened with Dr. Rivera and his breakthrough with Neil, I'm now watching him actually pitch it. I think he realizes that if he does the job of the rest of his employees, he'll have a better appreciation, a higher level of respect, and a better understanding of what it takes to work there.
Elise needs water.
Elise needs water?
Yeah.
Gamma coming in.
Now that things are starting to look up and I'm noticing a change in Andrew's attitude, I wanted to take him out front and show him some of the changes that I've made to the front of the store.
The building has been repainted. We had a lot of the holes patched and we added these things.
It says grooming.
Grooming and training.
Looks very nice.
We needed to tell people what we do. The lighting's all working, the flags are all up, and it looks good.
No, I think it's brilliant.
Did you see the logo inside? Let me show you that. Logo that was made came out great.
I love it.
It is very beautiful.
That's great.
I think that is a spectacular logo to be on the business cards or the grooming department. I mean, it's fantastic.
It's beautiful.
I also had some private label products mocked up, so Andrew and the team can see the kind of ideas that we have and the kind of products that we can take to market. When we first met, I talked about ways to kind of make the brand bigger and stronger. These are nothing more than mock-ups, but I'm looking for products that are approved, that have the LA Dog Works stamp of approval. So the first thing I had created, it's a new pet fence. And this is more of a mass marketed product. You like that?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
It's a very useful tool. It's also great for training dogs.
This is a foldable pet bed.
It's a cot, it's a dog cot.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's a good idea, that's great for the summer.
A little portable pet drinker. So whether it's this or 20 other things or 30 other things, as you open up more locations across the country, LA Dog Works products would be sold there. And it'd also be online.
Here, come here.
See, the beauty of this relationship is being able to collaborate and make stuff like this and take it to the mass market. That's what I think is great. Look, in the last week, we've done some things. At least we've tried to. We've painted the front of the store, we've rebranded a retail store, we've worked on ways to improve the efficiency of the grooming department. Look, we're at the point where Andrew needs to get very focused if his business wants to survive. One of the things that I wanted to do is talk to you about the boarding. I had an idea that may or may not work, but if we went to animal shelters in the greater Los Angeles area and we said, for every individual or family that adopts a pet, your first grooming or your first training or your first boarding is complimentary. That's our gift back to you for loving dogs as much as we do. Although it's a great thing to do for the community, it's also a great way for people to come in. I would call it a loss leader. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But this has all been discussed before. It's all been planned before, and it was attempted follow through. I can't ask somebody 10 times, 20 times to do something when people aren't following through.
I'm not sure I understand.
There are employees that work here, okay, and a lot of them aren't meeting the mark.
Okay. I don't get it. Look, I see great possibilities with this brand and this business. But Andrew can't get past blaming everybody else for every single mistake that's made.
The people that need to go, need to go. The people that are causing the problems need to go.
How do you feel about that?
I'm just listening for right now. I'm not sure what to say at this point.
If I have to come up with new rules every day to get people to function properly, that's wrong.
No, it's called the evolution of business.
Okay.
Things change.
No.
So your solution is to get rid of all the people because they all suck.
What people? The staff?
Us people.
I'm not a moron. And I can make this business work with or without you. This isn't Good Sam. This isn't Camping World. This isn't...
You know why it's not? Because if this was Good Sam and Camping World, you're going to be out of here. So please don't bring up my business.
Don't
bring up my business ever.
I'll bring what I want to.
I treat my people the right way. You don't know how to treat people.
Oh, yeah, I do.
No.
Okay, I have changed.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I have changed. I know what I have to do, and I know what I have to see happen here in order for LA Dog Works to
still be... Oh, my God, you don't, though. You keep saying that over and over and over again. All I've heard for the last year is about getting rid of this, that, and the other, Andrew, and you've never done it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You've never done it, and you lambast a lot of hardworking people who come in here, and they work their asses off. There are a lot of good people who work here. Everybody ensures the safety and well-being of these dogs every day. We've had a lot of great staff who've come through
here. There have
been. And a lot of great people who've left. Because of you.
Because of me?
Because of Fargo. Of you.
Not true. Nobody's left for that reason.
Aaron, you are so full.
You are in
sorry.
Such
no.
denial.
No, I am
you
not.
Are
you are in denial, my
denial.
Friend. No, you are.
Absolute bull. You know, I just am not in the mood to do this right now. You with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? That doesn't do anything for me, okay? I had a partner many years ago. The only reason my partner is alive is because murder is illegal. Okay? So, I don't do well with a partner. I don't think I'm a bad person. I don't think I'm a bad boss. I have animals, you know? It's not like I own some Camping World. You know, Camping Store where somebody puts the tents where the skis are, nobody's gonna die, nobody's gonna get sick, and nobody's gonna get hurt. So, it's a big difference. Anyway, we're on camera right now, I just noticed.
This level of unpredictability is too scary. I can't move forward and do business with somebody that cannot treat his people right. $1 million offer that I made to Andrew, that deal's off the table. I won't be a part of it. You've been listening to The Prophet, the podcast from CNBC. I'm Marcus Lemonis. For more of The Prophet, subscribe today wherever you listen.